So before that, I just introduce myself. Okay. So my job is every Sunday, I go to the different Chinese churches, then mobilize them to do community work. So you will see many mission today. But before that, when I've been many churches, I would test the church member in the morning. So if I say hi every morning, then you can say, talk to me back, say, louder, morning. Yeah, because some people, it's just the physical body here, you know. The spiritual body is not here, you know. Okay. Hi, morning everybody. Yeah, that's good, yeah. So I would use that song to test every church, the spiritual life, you know. So some churches, morning, yeah, like that. Yeah. Okay. So before we start, I remember when I first time to be a pastor, I sitting down there. So one of the deacon sitting next to me say, pastor, before your sermon, you remember one thing. You have to introduce yourself. How old are you? Yeah. So yeah. Otherwise, the members will think about you are the uni student. Yeah. Okay. So I've been in New Zealand for about 32 years. Yes. And yeah, sorry about my English is not perfect, yeah. So I'm 50 years old, yeah. So Nesta, we pray together. Thank you, Lord. We can worship here. We have a really good space, really good area. And we come here not duty. We come here because we need to take a rest. Maybe this week happened so many things. Something in control. Something out of our control. But today we come in front of you and ask for help. We put everything, many hassle, many trouble, we put it out of the church. Our Lord, can you put my heart, everyone's heart, to be quiet? Because we will want to get into the rest. And when we're leaving the church, we don't bring the trouble or hassle. We bring it back. We give it to you. We are all become in the rest. Because of you, you can take all the burden. You can listen our prayer, and our prayer in name of Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, everybody talking about the mission, yeah. So, I always do overseas mission. I bring many medical doctor and dentists. I meet many people in hospital, and even I always facing death, terminal cancer patient. So if you ask me what is mission, I can say everything is a mission. And I can say everything is not a mission. Yeah, but one thing is really important, because if you do any God mission, if you don't have a heart, if you don't have a passion, don't do it. And if you do anything for God, you have to make it simple and pure. Yeah. If you mix it up with many politics or something like that, it's just working. It's not mission. Yeah. Okay, we're always talking about mission. It's the Great Commission. Yeah, everybody know the Matthew 28. Yeah. So today, the topic is the gospel, the power of God. Yeah. So you will listen and see, so many, mission we do. And the main scripture on the Romans chapter 1 and the verse 16. Is it you guys knew NIV, is it? NIV. Can you read it to me? 16. Yeah. Chapter 1, 16. Yeah. So okay, so at the beginning, Paul say, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel, good news of Christ." Is it? So when you share the gospel, have you feel shame? Have you any people when you share the gospel, the people will reject you? Yeah, it must be, you know. Yeah, it's typical, it's normal, not to be ashamed. Yeah, and to say the power of God. Okay, we start. So everybody say when you walk on the street, you will meet many other religions, even the heresy. Is it? Even the JW, even the Mormon, is it? They always say they are good. Is it? They share the good news. Yeah, and even the cult. Yeah, they think they share the good news. Yeah, but what we share the news? Yeah, yeah. But Bible say the gospel must be center of Jesus. Yeah, is it? Center of Jesus. Because I always been on many island, I should share gospel. There's many heresy over there. So I will teach the brother and sister, if somebody talk to you, Jesus is not a God, Jesus is the angel, Jesus is the prophecy only, don't believe that. Ignore them. Okay. And the Bible say, the gospel is the power of God. So what kind of power? Have you think about what kind of power? The Bible says the restoration, is it? So do you know what is the restoration? The people from the dead to the life, is it? Not that simple. Not that simple. Okay. And in the Paul say, do you know what Paul always say? He's the sinner, is it? He's the sinner. But there's the worst sinner, is it? So I just ask everybody one question. What is the difference between you before believe God or after? How is your life? Is it the same? Or have you experienced the restoration before and after? Is it you before do the same thing and after you do the same thing? You can ask yourself, you say, oh, maybe difference. But it's better you know who you should ask for. Your parents. Your couples, your wife, your husband, you ask him, what's the difference? If no difference, so how come we haven't experienced that the restoration? So, okay, today really simple. Just we learn three things: take action, and reasonable faith. Yeah, do you know when you read the Bible, don't always thinking about yourself. Here is not talking about your faith. Here is talking about some people's faith. You have to see some people's faith. I will show you the example. And the last one is produce a fruit, is it? So you know the Chinese culture is everything is talking about the efficiency, is it? Everything is talking about the result, is it? But do you know the efficiency and result is not controlled by us? Yeah, it's controlled by God. Yeah, and everything talking about the numbers. Yeah, if you do any mission, is you already talking about the I need some result. I need how many people to believe God. How many number people come? And you have the really good planning. So. Have you lived the place to Holy Spirit? Yeah. Yeah. This is the Chinese way. This is not a God way. Yeah. Okay. So, okay. We start the first thing. We have to do the actual action. I just ask you one question. If Jesus always say, I love you, I love you, I love you. But he never been the world. He never been a human. He never been hungry. He never been a fool. Does he love you? He never been this world. Just like if you say you love this guy or you want to share the gospel with this guy, but you never invite him to be a lunch or dinner, or you never meet him, but you say you love him. Yeah. So many people they say I will pray for the Muslim, but they never meet Muslim. So we have to take an action. You see that picture on the left? When I was studying Bible school, the second year we have to take you have to choose the overseas mission trip. So you can, you have many options. So purposely, I choose the really difficult one, medical. I'm not a medical person. Yeah. So I joined the medical team to be in Cambodia, and every day visited about 500 patients. Then really tired. Yeah. And after I finished my Bible study, I went to Vanuatu for about 2.5 years, and I took care of the church about 3.5 years. So if I say I love God, I love the people, but I never been there, it's just talking. Yeah, it's just talking. Yeah. When you share the gospel, you know, we never feel we have a level. For example, if we share the gospel, it's just like, I have the good things, I have the want to share with you. But to be honest, the other side things, I don't think your things is the good things. Yeah. And if you wear like this to Vanuatu, even you don't say you are rich, the people can see you are rich. Yeah. So when you share the gospel, you have to think about that. When I'm walking on the table, I'm talking to the prostitute and the homeless people, I have to wear like simple. Yeah. I have to take out my phone, take out everything when they see you are rich. You see? Chinese. When some people see Chinese, they will think you are rich. Yeah. Yeah. This is even the whole island. You went to Tonga, you went to Vanuatu, they have the same mind. So when you study Bible, if you keep on reading Bible, but you have to think about how to make it practical. Yeah. When I've been to Cambodia, I learned one thing. Every day we meet more than 500 patients. So one day, one little girl, she already meet the doctor. He got the medicine, but she doesn't live. She's just standing in the middle and keep crying. So we're curious how come the girl crying. And I asked you one question. After you meet the doctor, you get the medicine, you get the pack, is it? So what's the notice way down on the pack? You have to do what before you eat medicine? Food, is it? But you know food, how do you eat medicine? So when we share the gospel, we just want to finish what we say. We don't really care the people, you see, they don't they have food. They don't have enough clothes. We just say, you have to believe Jesus. You have to believe that. So what do people think? What do people feel? You share the cold, you know, you share the cold gospel. They never feel any warming and love from the Jesus. And when the guy look at you, when the girl look at you, she will feel hopeless. Just talking. Yeah, this is what I learned from the mission, what I learned in the world. I learned many things from the actual environment. Yeah, so belong compared with the Bible. Yeah, this is for sure, you know. Okay, so I just introduced just one, not too many overseas mission, maybe, well, just Vanuatu. Vanuatu is not far from here, just maybe you take a flight about 3 hours. So I always say, even you drive your car to Rotorua, you have to take 3 hours. So not too far, I just mean. Okay, when I, first time I've been there, the church is really small. Just only that the top two picture, really small. And the congregation about 30 to 40 people. So I really God always take care of me, you know. I know nothing, to be honest, I know nothing. But the second year, because of the medical team, because do you remember before I still in the medical school, I already done the medical team. I know them. So they want to come. So when they come, I will have to meet many high position people. I have to meet the president. I have to meet the bishop, the Catholic bishop. He's the New Caledonia, Papua New Guinea, and Vanuatu Bishop. So I talked to the bishop, say, Do you have any building is demolished? There are nobody use it. We can use it because we don't have too much money to rent. Yeah. Also, the bishop give me the second eye picture. So it's a really miracle thing. When I've been there, the building, the front of the doors is writing the Chinese say, the heaven, the door of the heaven, is Chinese work. So I just asked the bishop, how come this Chinese building is belong to the Catholic Church? I said, is it because it's a Vietnamese? Yeah, long time ago, many Vietnamese over there, but they left to Australia, no one used the building. So the other things I have to solve the problem is the, I can ask you, why the Christian, why we can't use the Catholic Church? Yeah, what stuff in the Catholic Church? There's many idol, is it? Yeah. So I'm the small potato. I know nothing. I just talk to the bishop. Say, do you mind to take out all the idols? Yeah. And before many years ago, the other pastor, he know that building, and they asked for it, but the same problem, because of the idol. Yeah. So can't take it. But when the small potato come, know nothing, and talk to the bishop say, oh, no problem. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the bishop think about, oh, this guy is not only working on the church. Yeah, because this guy is bringing the many doctor, dentists, and working for the community. Yeah, so... okay, so when we go, we bring the medical team over there. So, if you are pastor, in the island, in the Pacific Island, it's not just only do the pastor job. Yeah, you have to do everything. Yeah. So the children, many Chinese children and their parents, they can't speak English. So they're facing the problem, any problem, even the call, even the police, they will call the pastor. Yeah. Because they can't trust the, any other Chinese. This is only trust this pastor. So this pastor can translate and do the middle work between the Chinese and the local people. So, everything, I have to do many things. My wife, yeah, have to go to the court to do a translation. Yeah. Okay. So, if you share the gospel, it's not only talking about the gospel. Have you heard about this word? Holistic. Holistic. Yeah. Not just only save the people, spiritual life. And save the people, physical life. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, they are really poor. The local people really poor. You see that the wooden is for the cooking. Yeah, they don't have money to pay for the electricity bill, and they don't have money for pay for the water bill. So they just wash the clothes in the river. So sometimes really smelly, and the cyclone and the earthquake every month. Yeah. Maybe you never experienced the earthquake, but every month I experience the earthquake. Yeah, it's really big earthquake. Yeah, but I don't really care. You know, I keep sleeping. You know, yeah, yeah. Okay, so you see the house they're living. So every time March, the cyclone come, the house is gone. Yeah. So for you, you will think, they are really poor. They are really upset about it. They live. They're still really happy. Yeah. Before they are the top happiness, country in the world. So brothers and sisters, do you understand why they're so happy? Yeah. Why you don't happy? Yeah. Yeah. You have made, much money in your account. You have a house. You have a nice car, but you're still not happy. But they don't have nothing, they're happy. Yeah. Because they feel enough. We don't feel enough. Yeah. Okay. And we will go to a different place, and even the small island, and visit the people, Yeah. This is the picture in this year, January. Not too many people, just only one dentist. Yeah, but before we have a 30, and September we have a 30 members to go. Okay. Then we will go to the different village and do the children ministry. Yeah. Okay. So we are the Chinese. We always talk about we have a language barrier. We can't share the gospel to the different culture. So this church is a Maori church. This is the first Maori church in New Zealand. He's my colleague, classmate, yeah, in Kerry, yeah. So, share gospel is many other ways. That day, five churches to go, and we prepare many dumpling. Yeah, so Chinese cooking is the first of the world, yeah. Yeah, so at the back, we can support to give them 200 dumpling. And the Maori brother and sister at the front, to share the gospel. And many, Chinese church to donate the clothes, to them. And, this in, Pukekui, not far, eh? So we don't have any excuse, say, because of the language, we can't share the gospel with the other, culture. Yeah, we can't say that, yeah. And you guys is no excuse, is it? Your English is better than me, eh? Okay. Okay, that picture. Yes, every time when I leave the airplane, I will turn around and take a picture. Then, do you know, when I was studying in the Bible college, I never think I will become a pastor. Yeah. Do you know why I take the 3 years Bible college? Because I just like to give it back to God. Yeah, before I'm really poor, I'm living in the garage. And after that, I get into the construction industry, and my life has become better and better. I have no children, so I just want to spend 3 years back to the Bible college, just like I give it back to God. Yeah, yeah. Doesn't care whatever after that. Yeah, I don't really care. But you know, the last class, I finished my last class. The next day, I take a plane to Vanuatu. Yeah. Yeah, no one know, if you, just take an action for the first step, God will let you go how far you are. No one know. And, after this sermon will be a charge, the Chinese sermon, is it? The Cantonese sermon. My uncle, my aunt, maybe even my mom, first time will come, yeah. I've been over 40 churches, yeah, I can say, God give everybody have a big job, really big job. He find one person doesn't know any about love. To do some mission is really needs so love people. Do you understand what I say? I don't really care about the other people. What are you doing? And what are you? No food, no drink, no clothes. It's not. I don't really care before. Yeah, but you don't know how God changed my life. Yeah. And second things we learn is the visible faith. Yeah. At the beginning, I already say not your faith. Yeah. So the yellow children already passed away. Yeah. So when he passed away, his parents just only believe God in 3 months. So anybody thinking about one pastor to come to the church is help the church, is it? Yeah, this is a really common sense, is it? But I can tell you, it's not like that. When we working together, we will see different people have a different faith. Some people's faith is really hidden. Yeah. Until God put you in the really, maybe serious, environment, situation, some people will show them faith. Yeah. So, when I receive the phone call, say, one of the member passed away, you know, I always receive the phone call like that. Yeah, because the island medical is really bad, you know. Medical system is really bad. So, the first thing I think about, how I have to use how long to get the parents back to the church. Yeah, because they just only believe God in 3 months. Can you answer me how long is that parents back to the church? I heard one really famous pastor in the world take 5.5 years. His son passed away. Dead parents, second week, he back to the church. Do you know why first week he doesn't show up? Why he doesn't show up? Because he has to settle down the funeral and something like that. Yeah. So what you think? 3 months, just 3 months, believe in God. Yeah. Really simple. Yeah. It's better than the pastor, maybe believe Jesus more than 20 years. So, we always say we are good, we are, maybe we love God, we say many, many things. But when God put you in the different, maybe really criticized situation, we will show up. And everybody can see, oh, this guy, we have to learn. Yeah, we have to follow like this. Okay. So, local mission, we have a 4 mission. So I already introduced last 2 days. Yeah, so I think everybody know that. And the food bank, I can have to say that everybody think, if the church, do food bank, maybe the church is really big, really rich. But no. All the church to do food bank is really small and really poor. And when they start, maybe just only no money. Yeah, no food. But if you want to start, God will provide everything. Yeah. When I start, I start from me, just one person. Yeah. I have to do a volunteer. But now it's over 40 churches. Yeah. Okay. So this picture just show to all the churches what I need. It's a really basic one. Not a luxury food, and even some food we don't eat. Yeah. Okay. So in the COVID time, nobody can come to help. But our sister, few of the sister, they keep doing. We never stop. Any family got a positive, we still deliver the food parcel front of the house. So many people ask me, how come you are so friendly and a really good relationship with the Muslim people? That's why. That's why. When they need, we need people help, we help. Yeah. So I know many Muslim and Muslim society, and you will see. And even the winter times, we collect many courses from many churches. Yeah. So we will distribute to the Muslim refugee and the Otahu area and even Tonga. Yeah. Okay. Yep. When you take an action, create the situation, create the environment to let people how to learn the faith, will be more and more people to come. Yeah. I can't imagine, start by myself, and you will see so many people keep coming. And you see the picture on the right top. There's the, have you heard about the associate called Eat My Lunch? Eat My Lunch. Yeah. So we think about the New Zealand is a paradise. Yeah? But every day they provide over 600 lunch, free lunch, for the primary school. So you buy one, they provide one. Okay. Okay. So even the homeless mission, Middlemore Hospital mission. So I already introduced last 2 days. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Yes. Everybody know we can't share the gospel in the government. The charity. Yeah. But because we keep on to support. Who have no food, who have nobody care. So, the hospital say, you can come to share the gospel. Yeah, we can share the gospel in the hospital. Yeah. Okay. And, I will walk with, some islander, brother and sister on Queen Street and Cairo and share the gospel with them. Yeah. And give them some food. Okay, that picture is every time when I went to Cambodia, the third day, I can't stand anymore. Yeah, too many people. So the doctor, they have to see the doctor. Yeah. So you will see when God put you in that situation, you will see everybody faith. Yeah. Before you go, you will think I'm good. But if you go that situation, you think, oh, too many people better than me. I'm nothing. And you will see one scenario. You know what Jesus every day do? What he did? Maybe he pray in the morning. He preach in the maybe after the pray. And what's that after? He walk into the people. Every day, so many patients pass around. Same scenario. You can feel that. You can feel what is hopeless. I can't help. Too many. Yeah. Okay. So finally, you will see, we produce the fruits here. So we can't say at the first, we just say, oh, we need this result. Yeah. We need thousand people. You can't control the result, yeah. But if you keep on doing that, you take an action, and God put you in that situation, you will see the faith, you will grow up, you will see the result. Yeah. When I first come to church, just only 30, 40 people, I do many works. I do medical, local community, and help the local people, and everybody, because there's only one Chinese church over there. So everybody know, this pastor, this church can ask for help. So, you know, after 1 year, the church will become 100 people. Yeah. Keep on coming. Keep on coming. Yeah. And, you know, this is the two team. One is the Cambodia and one is the Vanuatu. So we keep on helping the local people, not only Chinese. Yeah. So you can't imagine one day, 500 people, so the whole trip, Cambodia can take care about 2,800 patients. Yeah. Vanuatu, can take about 1,800 patients. Yeah. This is not about the number. This is about the lead. You know here? You know here? Every week, just one food bank, it's over 100 families. Yeah. So it's a big money. Yeah. Okay. So we keep doing that. We will see many people join. Even the Christmas time, City Mission, and many church. At the beginning, not many church to join. And now, you know, even I go to ask them. I never ask the church invite me, to be honest. All the churches come to see me. If I go to ask them, can you come? They will win the excuse, you know. But wait until they get mature. So they will come to ask me. Yeah. Because I will say more about this later. Yeah. And you will follow the Romans chapter, the chapter 1, we read before. It's keep on saying that. You have to walk inside to them. And not only your nation. Yeah. You know the same problem of the Jews? Everybody know that? Yeah. When Jesus walked into Jerusalem and talked to the Jews, they have the same problem. Yeah, they don't want to share the gospel to the other nation. Same problem. Of every Chinese, Islander, European, they got the same problem. Yeah. They don't want to share the gospel to the other nation. Yeah. Because it's a comfort zone. Yeah, but we have to get out of that, yeah. Okay. Finally, you have to see that, statistic, yeah. You just see the red circle. This is nearly half of the population, in the world. Do you know what are they? Muslim. They are Muslim. So when they are born till die, they never heard gospel. No church, no Christian around them. But one thing, God do the miracle things. Bring them here. God bring the Muslim here. Maybe just living really close by, next to you. And when the Muslims come, so we help them, we build a relationship with them. So we have the learning center every Saturday morning. So many children came and we teach them Bible. Yeah. Even, you know, European pastor, Islander pastor, many pastors ask me the same question. How can you do that? How can you so directly teach them the Bible to Muslim? I say, why? Why you can't do that? Because we boundary God mind. Do you know what, do you understand what I say? We always boundary the God power. We always say, if someone told you something, you say, no, no, no. It's you say no, or God say no. God never say no. At the beginning, we just take care of a few family, but afterwards, there's more family to come, and we have a good reputation. So they will introduce the other family, and because we use the council area, so the council see that, wow, so many refugees. So they say, can you to be our partner? I say, yeah, okay. But if you want to be a council partner, you have to be follow the many regulations. You have to, just like the kindergarten, you know. You have to criminal check, working with children. You have to take a first aid course. They have many like that. I say, oh, doesn't matter. You pay for that. I say, I have no money. You pay for that. Yeah. So they say, okay, no problem. We pay for that. And every week we spend money to buy a birthday cake, something like that. They sponsor for that. Yeah. So, just 1 year, you know. If you turn on the sound, you can, they can sing that. So what we do in the Muslim class, just like, Sunday school. So we teach them how to sing the hymns. You know that song, huh? Yeah, I don't need to explain, yeah? Okay. Yep. And that song, everybody know that, yeah. So, if we do any mission and you when you share gospel, you have to think out of your mind. You can't do that. But God can. Yeah. Don't set the boundary to bound God. We set so many boundaries, God. Okay. So, we will introduce the family to the other churches and teach them how to build in relationship with the Muslim family. So they are really open. It's not like the television or newspaper tell you they are terrorists. Yeah, they are just like normal people. Same like you and me. Yeah. Okay. So even the Christmas, we will celebrate the Christmas. So they are so happy. And one Christmas, about 6 to 7 Chinese church to buy a Christmas gift for them. So the pastor, even the member, they will come to give them the Christmas gift directly. And they know each other. So they know, the Muslim people, they know we are Christian. Yeah. So we can pray together, we can, okay. The songs. Okay, finally, when you heard today, I don't know what you can get, but is it that kind of share gospel is really different in your mind? Yeah, it's maybe a totally different way. Yeah, and remember one thing, when we pray, when we believe Jesus, we can't stop on that stage. We have to believe a little bit, and take action, do a little bit. And listen a little bit more, and do a little bit more. And we just let step, one step, two step, three step. Final step, where's the final step? You stand in front of the Jesus. And he will say, he will ask you one thing. What have you done? What have you done? Yeah. And today, is nearly finished. Remember, that's two things. Just take action. When you take action, God will put you in this different situation. You will see, oh, you have to learn many things. Yeah, I'm not a good one. Yeah. And finally, you will see the result. The result is out of your mind. Yeah. Because it's not done by you and me. It's done by God. And when we read the scripture, say, the gospel is the power of God, is it? To save everybody they believe. When you read that scripture, is it you thinking about to save everybody? Is it? Everybody. Is it including you? Is it including you? If you are not believe, you are not experiencing that, how do you save the people? Do you understand what I say? If you don't experience that, and you share the gospel, when the people listen, it's empty. It's nothing. It's nothing inside. You don't have any experience to deal with the poor people, and they don't have clothes, they don't have food. You don't know what's mercy. You don't know what's grace. The people can listen. But if you, next time when you share the gospel, you talk to them and say, what are you doing in the normal day? I will take some time to experience that. I give food to the homeless people. I give food to the some family they need. Oh, it's different. It's different. It's totally different. Okay, finally I share the story about the Nicodemus. Finally I share the story of the Nicodemus. Jesus said, really truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. Do you know what is born again? Do you remember at the beginning I asked you the question? What is the difference between you believe in Jesus before and after? Yeah. And Jesus continues to say, very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of the water and the spirit. And you should not be surprised at my saying, you must be reborn again. Everybody to say you are the sinner. Is it you really understand what is the sinner mean? It's really humble. Yeah. And the wind blow wherever it please. You heard its song, but you cannot tell where it's come from and where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. I ask you a question today. Can you do that? Can you walk in the people and give them food? Everybody can do that. But we will surprise, say, this is not my job. This is not my job. And I will surprise, I don't want to be a pastor before, but now I do so many missions about that. It's not done by me. We let the lips blow by the wind. We just step in the first step. And the wind will blow you up far away, far away, far away. And Jesus keep on saying that. How, Nicodemus said, how can this be? You are the Israel teacher. And you do not understand this. I think everybody in the church to study Bible maybe more than 10 years. 20 years? If I answer, I question you many Bible story, you can give me an answer really perfect. Everybody is a teacher, but no chance to teach. No way to take an action. But now God opens so many doors in the Chinese church. I can say that nearly all the Chinese churches to do that, yeah. So, don't wait, and don't, for example, oh, maybe the missionary month, is it? Will be gone, and everything will be forget. Yeah, this is a typical church, you know. Okay. So today, my sharing just like that. Well, thank you for invite. Thank you for support. And maybe next step, you have to come out to work it out. Yeah. And do it practical, more practical. Okay. Let's pray. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Maybe we think we are good. But when you put me in the different situation, environment, we will show up, we are really weak. And we learn from the actual world. And we have a look, the people nearby, and maybe they don't have food, they don't have clothes, they don't have anybody to, maybe just say, give them a warm, and love. Maybe we think we were really surprised. It's not my job. It's somebody's job. Yeah. But we always call. We are Christian. We have to do something like a Christian. Like you. We try to follow you. Walk into the people. And see what they need. If we don't want next year. We'll be. Nothing to do. We don't have any experience just like before. Yeah. We want to experience that our life to be changed, to be born again, just like you. Restoration. And we are really humble from a few and bow down today. Use us. We know nothing. We are small potato. We can't do anything without you. I can't do everything, but you can. Use this church and blessing them to be maybe the blessing of the community, the other area, even overseas. Yeah. And my prayer in the name of Jesus' name. Amen.